the country that we should process and add value to our raw materials and not just export the raw material, because we are not satisfied with the level of processing of cocoa, for example, in Ghana. We want to see much greater volumes being processed, which means more exports, more jobs. So we also wanted to understand some of the challenges that a company like Barry Callebaut faces. We found out about two major challenges. One was the cost of electricity. At 23 cents, it's too expensive. They are paying higher than what even the ECG charges, because the economics of that is not very sound if we want to encourage more production. Another issue that I think they've been kind to point out is their ability to obtain the major crop at a discount. They normally get the light crop at a discount, but when it comes to the major crop, I think Cocoa Board doesn't give them a discount on that.
Yes.
And they would want to get at least a 5% discount so that they can really increase the capacity of production. And I think that a lot of cocoa processing companies are handicapped by the absence of such a discount. The argument is that if you can give a 5% discount, in fact, production could be easily doubled. But we want to encourage more and more production processing of not raw materials, not just in cocoa, but in products across the range. But we've got to give the encouragement and remove the obstacles to companies such as these who want to actually add value to our raw material.
The vice president told two cocoa processing companies, Barry Callebaut and Niche Cocoa Industries Limited. The managing director of Niche, Edmond Poku, appealed for financial support for companies in the cocoa processing industry to help them buy more beans for processing and expansion.
We actually doubled our capacity from 30,000 to 60,000 metric tons a year, making us to be one of the largest cocoa processing companies in Ghana now.
Okay.
And financing is actually the most difficult part.
Okay.
To buy cocoa for a full year requires about 120 million USD for our full year purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
And to raise 120 million from the international market is very difficult. So we need Cocoa Board to be able to support us.
The vice president promised to look into their concerns and engage the appropriate stakeholders for a speedy solution.